Hello, everyone. Is this one? Yeah. So I thank you for coming. I'm Vittorio Bertola. I'm here to present the ID4Me project for open and federated identities. So as soon as we get back to the presentation. But, okay. So, I mean, I think everyone already knows about the online identities and how bad they are today. But to recap, basically, we actually have, each of us has an online identity which is internet-wide. It's the one that is created by the big advertising tracking platforms because they know everything about us and they cross all different sources of data about us. So we do have a single online identity, but we don't own it. We actually don't even know a lot about it. On the other hand, when we have to identify, so we want to use multiple services online, we are still stuck by with having 1,000 different accounts with different passwords and different systems for logging. And this is really inconvenient. It's insecure because people use passwords or then they cannot use them, so they write them down. And so it's really a system that doesn't work. So, of course, the solution is well known. The solution is a single sign-on, which means that you have some kind of authentication provider, which is the one that verifies your credentials and so tells everybody else, all the services you want to log into, that you are you and they should let you in. And, of course, this requires some kind of trusted authentication provider. And, of course, the big internet platforms, the over the tops already thought about this. So in the last 2 or 3 years, there's been this proliferation of forms like this one. They are now everywhere, almost on every website. As you see, I mean, most websites usually give you this alternative, so you can either log in with Facebook or with Google. Some only have Facebook or Google. Some have a few more. And then there's a tiny link which is going to disappear more and more. If you really want, you can log in with your own personal account with your email, but again, that's going to disappear. And what's the problem with this? The problem is that this is proprietary, not in terms of protocols, but in terms of the implementation and of the actual service. So this is very convenient. It's now ubiquitous. I mean, you just click and you're in. You don't have to enter your data. Everybody likes it, especially the average user that doesn't realize the privacy